Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hi, this is Tom Koch. One thing I can guarantee, that's guarantee with a G, out of this coronavirus pandemic is you will have seen a dramatic increase in the sale of annuities. Because we know nothing else about human behavior, it is when our future is threatened the way it clearly is and has been, especially financially very recently, we got to take action. We've talked to a lot of you that have moved money out of stocks and even bonds. We talked to a lot of you that just said, I don't want to have anything to do with stocks again after what happened in March. And so annuities have this weird pull on all of us, except that those of us who are 100% fiduciaries can't sell you an annuity. You really can't. It's a conflict of interest. And if you've got one who is, they're not living up to the standard, clearly. But recent industry publication, person by the name of Michelle Richter, who I do not know, the headline, Making the Fiduciary Case for Annuities. And her argument is, well, if we make them commission free, maybe they would help. Maybe we could have fiduciaries offering annuities. So I thought, let's go back and talk about why you need an annuity at all. Let's go back and look at what an annuity really is. Remember, an annuity is an insurance product, and it's nothing recent, except the new weird ones that have all these odd things about making part of the market, blah, blah, blah. Annuity products started back in the Roman days. You give money to someone, maybe a centurion, I don't know, and they give you some of it back for a period of time, hopefully a long period of time. It's a guarantee. You don't have to worry about the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. Well, actually, if the Roman Empire went out of business, then your money's probably gone too, which does bring me always to the fact that it is an insurance product. So the money's only as good as the insurance company. And remember, insurance companies have had problems. We have this argument with people regularly. There was this rather sizable firm called AIG that would have gone under had it not been for yours and my tax money. But people that need an annuity, maybe you need it because you want a disciplined payout. In other words, an immediate annuity where you give the money to the insurance company and they tell you, we're going to give you a check for $6.15 every month. That does two things. That gives you guaranteed income, but it also keeps you from spending more than you should, right? Because you're only getting that much back. And as I said, the guarantee and then the sort of income protection stream for a long period of time. The downside, and the author admits that annuities are complex, they're expensive, and this is a product that is really sold, not purchased. In other words, very few people wake up in the morning and say, I can't wait to run out and buy an annuity. No, what they hear is, I'm guaranteed something, and in today's world, most of these annuities are sold guaranteed, plus you get part of the stock market. You get most of the stock market returns. And we have tried to show you over time that is simply not the case. But what the author is talking about here is trying to fix the very well-documented challenge Americans have with under-saving for retirement. And that maybe annuities can help fix that. And if you have an annuities with no commission, fiduciary could sell them. So let's just think this through a little bit. First of all, if you have not saved well for retirement, I don't think an annuity can save you. In other words, if you don't have the money you need, handing it to somebody else and getting it back with a very small amount of interest attached probably will not make your retirement more robust. Number two, there has been a lot of discussion about adding annuities, I think you can do it now, to more retirement plans. In other words, if you're working for a company, they could put you in an annuity. If I put in $300 a month, at the other end, I get a certain amount back. Now, the only thing I think that does for you is assure higher cost because you're paying somebody for all that work for a very long period of time instead of just owning index mutual funds, taking what the market gives you, and it's been very generous. Not every year, but for a very long period of time, stocks have provided a great deal of return. I don't care what the insurance companies have said. You could then, at that point, take some of it out and put it into an immediate annuity, giving up liquidity, but getting sort of a guaranteed income. But let's talk about annuities in general. Most of us who have worked 20 quarters or more have an annuity. It's called Social Security. Yeah, that's right. The U.S. government sends you some of that money that you put in, some of the money that your employers put in, pays you back for a period of time, your life. And depending on your relationship, could be that your survivor gets a larger benefit as well, right? Yeah, no question. That's an annuity. And if you have a pension, you could take the annuity from there. That said, again, in today's world, oftentimes it makes more sense to take the lump sum payout, remembering that the annuity, a pension annuity in about 23, 24 years, will be worth half of what you're getting today, no question. But let's just assume, even with those, you still say, I'd rather just put it all in an annuity. You can make your own annuity. Yeah, that's right. You'd simply build a balanced portfolio between stocks and bonds. You could do it. We've talked about it on this podcast many times. One mutual fund, VT Wax, Vanguard's Total World, Vanguard's Total Bond. Let's say you put it in a 60-40. And then here's how you create the annuity. Well, every year, the end of the year, on your birthday, whatever day you like, you rebalance the portfolio. You take money from the things that have gone up and don't take it from the things that have gone down. Rebalance it to the 60-40, for example, and you could do a set amount out. You could take 4% out a year. We can show you that over a very long period of time, if you keep a considerable amount of that in stocks, as I said, 60%, you haven't run out of money. Or you can do it the way that our friend Paul Merriman does it with his. You have a great year, you take out more. You have a lousy year, you take out less. But it's an annuity in that it is a regular source of income. It should last for a very long period of time. And as I said, we can show you the numbers in a 60% stock, 40% bond portfolio. You would not have drained it completely in almost any period of time. You know, I just don't think annuities are the solution to our retirement problem. The real solution is saving a little more, investing properly, and not panicking during whatever crisis awaits us. I'm Tom Koch.
And I'm Don McDonald. Most of you get really bad investing advice, but it's not your fault. The fault lies with the broken business model that dates back more than 100 years and some misguided investing attitudes. So, if you're ready to start investing and stop playing around with your money, you need to find a way to bypass the bad brokers and find full-time fiduciary advice. Funny, that just happens to be the name of our next free online class on June 10th at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Do you know if your financial advisor is always required to act in your best interest? Are you paying them a huge commission? Do you have a fee-based advisor and know how much they charge? Maybe you have a hodgepodge portfolio made of a variety of hot tips and changing strategies. This is just a little part of what you'll learn during our Zoom class, Bypass Bad Brokers and Find Full-Time Fiduciaries. You can register for it free right now at TalkingRealMoney.com. In addition to banishing the bad brokers, we'll tell you exactly what you need to look for in a 100% fiduciary advisor. So save your spot at Bypass Bad Brokers and Find Full-Time Fiduciaries at TalkingRealMoney.com. TalkingRealMoney.com. Click on the event button. And by the way, if you're hearing this after June 10th, 2020, the event already happened, but go to TalkingRealMoney.com anyway and see if we have some other events coming up. Thanks for listening to the Talking Real Money podcast. And if you get a chance, please tell friends. The more, the merrier. Thanks for listening.
Talking Real Money. We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. That should keep the lawyers happy.